With 5 weeks to go before North Carolina's Election Day, candidates for the state's highest court are trying to get some attention, and they're spending more time raising campaign funds. That's because the legislature eliminated state funding for judicial races last year. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has more on the way money is changing the races for the court.
Campaign ads for the Supreme Court are usually pretty civil.
In the North Carolina legal system, one quality must stand out: fairness.
They're kind of like this one from Bob Hunter. It's just three young people holding a sign that says fairness and then flipping it over to say Bob Hunter. There's an exclamation point at the end. And when candidates themselves interact, they're generally diplomatic too. Take this recent forum with Hunter and his opponent, Sam Ervin IV.
What distinguishes you most from your opponent?
I'm more experienced. I'm older than he is.
Same question to Judge Ervin.
Well, I'll plead guilty to being a bit younger.
And even if they get pressed, they avoid attacking.
We just have different experiences, and we're both pretty well equally qualified.
In these races, it's difficult for most voters to tell candidates apart. There are four open seats and eight candidates running for the highest court in North Carolina this year. The Code of Ethics keeps them from talking about specific cases they've heard or might hear, so they campaign largely on their resumes, which are often similar: decades of private law practice and some years in a trial or appellate court. And that doesn't seem to generate excitement among voters. In 2012, 4.5 million people in North Carolina voted for president, and 1 million of those left the box for a state Supreme Court seat blank. Michael Kroll is a professor at the UNC Chapel Hill School of Government. He says that sometimes people don't know which candidates they're voting for.
They're choosing them randomly. They're choosing them on the basis of whose name appears first on the ballot. Is it a name that they recognize? You know, if you have the same last name as a basketball player or other celebrity, you may do better than otherwise.
Even when Chief Justice Mark Martin was first elected to the court, Kroll says some people thought he got a bump because he had the same name as a NASCAR driver. Some groups across the country have figured out that relatively modest amounts of advertising money can have substantial effects on judicial races.
So, for example, in Iowa, they issued a fairly controversial in Iowa decision in favor of gay marriage several years ago, and folks opposed to gay marriage put a pretty good bit of money into those retention elections and cost several justices on the Iowa Supreme Court their seats.
Some of the controversial issues that will likely go before the North Carolina Supreme Court are the redrawing of voting districts, public vouchers for private schools, and whether the state can give economic incentives to private businesses. The Political Action Committee, Justice for All NC, may have an interest in those issues. It spent $900,000 in an ad attacking incumbent Justice Robin Hudson this spring. Hudson addressed the TV spot at the recent candidate forum organized by the Federalist Society.
That has the potential to damage the system and to damage the perception of the public and the confidence of the public in our system. And probably most importantly, it discourages really good, qualified people from wanting to serve on our courts.
On this issue also, the candidates didn't really criticize one another, but Hudson's opponent, Eric Levinson, did have a different perspective on the ads.
It is unrealistic to expect in the current environment that there will not be outside dollars. My prayer is that they will be positive if there are any run in the fall. And many people ascribe those ads to my campaign. So I don't put myself in the same shoes as Justice Hudson in terms of dealing with the content of those ads, but it was no cakewalk for me either.
The majority of the court already leans conservative and will most likely stay that way. But according to FCC filings compiled by the Liberal Institute for Southern Studies, candidates have reserved almost $500,000 worth of TV airtime for late October. In the meantime, they'll try to get attention at forums like another one coming up this Wednesday in Charlotte. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
The official Board of Elections voter guide for the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals can be found at WUNC.org.